Step four here is selecting the proper equation. So for this problem, we have all of the possible unknowns that are in our kinematic equations. So it gives us a lot of options here. For this problem, we need to find an equation that has acceleration in it for sure, because that's what we're solving for. So you can see highlighted in red here are all of the equations that contain the variables that we have in this problem, as well as acceleration. So the ones that aren't selected, you can see at the bottom here, only applies when v1 equals 0, so that's not the case in this problem. And the one that's not selected on the right here does not contain acceleration. So we could use any of these equations to solve for this problem, but why don't we use the one at the top here, because it already has acceleration isolated on the left, so we won't have, on the left of the equal sign, so we won't have to rearrange the equation in the next step. What we can do though is use this equation to solve for acceleration and then use one of the other ones that are highlighted to check our answer to make sure they match each other and that we've done our calculations correctly.